Representatives from indigenous peoples all over the world are meeting this week in Anchorage to prepare for this winter's climate treaty talks in Copenhagen. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
There are hundreds of them in the Denina Convention Center. From island nations and coastal areas being flooded by rising ocean levels, jungle peoples watching their rain disappear, forest peoples watching their trees die of thirst and drought, lowland people worried because the glaciers in the mountains that feed their streams are rapidly shrinking, many others, including northern peoples, watching their ice disappear. An array of foundations, agencies, and two northern governments have put together the million-plus dollars to make this indigenous people's global summit on climate change happen. The hope is that just as the Kyoto Treaty has become a household word, so will the Anchorage Declaration that will be written by the people who are often on the front lines of climate change. As the summit meeting opened, Patricia Cochran of the Inuit Circumpolar Council asked for a unified statement by the end of the meeting on the 24th.
A long and hard process for all of us over the next 5 days to develop a declaration that we can all agree upon, something that we can put forward to the rest of the world. But this is our goal. We really need to come together united as indigenous people worldwide.
Translation booths line the back of the room, and people wear earpieces to listen in French, Russian, Spanish, or English. Through the first day of the summit, regions of the world reported: Arctic, Pacific, Latin America, Africa, Asia, and so forth. The second day, the sessions will be broken down by subject area. Those will be closed to the press. In the course of the summit, speeches are scheduled by the President of the UN General Assembly, the World Bank, the President of Bolivia, and others. The Anchorage Declaration itself is due out in draft form Friday morning. The final version will be taken to the next climate treaty talks in Copenhagen. The first day speeches to the entire assembly came from the young, who pointed out that it was their generation that will have to deal with the rising consequences of climate warming, and the elders. Carrie Dan of the Western Shoshone said, "It's as if Mother Earth has a fever, and it's up to those closest to her to articulate what's needed to heal her."
How are we going to do that to the Earth Mother? How are we going to take the fever away from her? There's millions of people, humans, that walk on this earth. So today she's having this fever, and it's not going to get better until somebody starts to take care of her.
As the summit got underway, there were nearly as many volunteers and observers from media and interest groups as delegates. There's a reception this evening at the Alaska Native Heritage Center, and tomorrow a keynote speech from Alaska Federation of Natives President Julie Kitka. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.